Erias Perk Zion Mishnah Ches 7-8. Here we have Haid Menachem ben Signai. Not a familiar Tana. He was actually an expert dyer, D-Y-E-E-R. And he has a tradition regarding cauldrons used for dyeing. So here is the backstory here. A kli, as you know, is makabel tuma. If something is added to the kli, so if it's an essential part of the kli, meaning it allows the kli to do its job better, then it's part of the kli. And if not, then not. So what happens if you have, let's say, a copper cauldron for boiling water, and you add inside of it like a ring of cement made of, let's say, even clay? Now, on its own, the clay wouldn't be makabel tuma. If it's considered to be a part of the cauldron, then it could be susceptible to tuma like the cauldron is. So the question is that ring of clay, of cement that you put inside the cauldron, makabel tuma as subordinate and part of the kli? So that will depend on what the kli is for and what the role of the ring of cement is there to do. And therefore, the Mishnah will differentiate between two different kinds of activities. One is boiling in a pot the pulp that comes from the pressing of olives to get oil. So after you've squeezed the olives and ground them up to get as much oil as you can, you could still take that pulp, you could boil it up in a pot, and then as the boiling process happens, so then the oil will come, be leached out of the pulp, come to the top, and you'll be able to get ever more olive oil out of the top of the cauldron from boiling up that olive pulp. As it boils, it could boil over the sides of the cauldron. And therefore, putting in a little rim on the inside of this like clay cement stuff, so that will, tit in Hebrew, that will prevent the, you can fill it up all the way, and that will prevent the oil and the water with the oil boiling up and coming out the sides. You won't lose it. And therefore, adding the rim on the inside of the cauldron for boiling up the oil pulp is doing, making the oil extraction machine work better for extracting oil, because you can fill it up more and you won't lose any oil spilling over the sides. And therefore, it's an essential part of the cauldron as an oil extraction machine, if you will. And therefore, it's going to be subordinate to it and part of it, and therefore, makabel tuma. In contrast, if you have a cauldron used simply for, you know, adding dye to fabric, so you have, let's say, you know, if you have white linen or white wool, you put it in a boiling cauldron, inside you add the dye, and the thought is that as you cook it up, the dye will take into the fabric to color it. So there, you wouldn't want the water and dye to boil over and spill out the side of the cauldron, but that doesn't make your dyeing process work better. It just stops a mess from happening, let's say. So therefore, it's not considered to be an essential part of the dyeing machine. It's just a subordinate, it's a separate thing that stops splashing, which you don't want anyways, but not to make it dye better. Therefore, it's not functioning as part of the cauldron, as far as the kli goes, as a dyeing cauldron. It doesn't help the dyeing process. Therefore, it's not considered to be subordinate to it, and therefore, it won't be makabel tuma. That is this Rabbi Menachem, or just Menachem ben Signai's point here. Now, the reason why he says this, well, this is kind of, I guess, kind of old news. I mean, what's the chiddush here? The answer is, if you notice consistently throughout the Mishnayos of Edios here, we're saying that so-and-so is made about something because someone else said something contrary to that. So we had a contrary to tradition, meaning contrary to Rabbi Menachem ben Signai's tradition, which is, it was the other way around, that the rim for the dyeing cauldron is, yes, makabel tuma, and the ring for the olive oil extraction cauldron is not. And the rationale from that tradition was that, you know, the dye is worth a lot, so you don't want to lose the dye, so you put a rim on it, whereas the olives and olive oil that come from the pulp, not worth much, so if someone spills out, you don't care. Therefore, the thought was that the rim for the dyeing cauldron is more significant, and therefore makabel tuma. But again, Menachem ben Signai's point here is that, in fact, it's the other way around, because like I explained before, the makabel tuma has to do with the function of the kli and stopping spilling for saving money. It's not essential, of course, and you don't have to fill up the cauldron the whole way for dyeing. In contrast, it losing the oil itself that boils over from the olive cauldron is a direct, you know, inefficiency in the kli itself. Therefore, the rim which prevents that from happening is part of the kli and is, yes, makabel tuma. That's the Mishnah outside. Inside, the Mishnah says, Heid Menachem ben Signai, he testified, Al Musaf Hayora, on an additional supplement added to a cauldron, Again, like I described before, the ring on the inside made of tit, of like some sort of like kind of clay or cement. Shel sholke zesim, when it comes to the olive boilers, shehutame, that inner rim is part of the cauldron because it functions, helps it function better, and therefore it's makabel tum, like the cauldron itself. In contrast, vishel tzabaim, when it comes to the dyer's cauldron, since that rim just is to stop mess from happening, if you will, but not to make it dye better, shehu tahor, it's not considered to be an essential part of the utensil, and therefore it's not makabel tum. Why did he say this? Shehayu omrim, because they used to say chilaf hadavarim, the opposite way around, meaning, like I said before, that the dyer's dye is expensive, therefore they really wanted the rim, whereas the olive oil and olive pulp is not really valuable, and therefore they wouldn't care about the rim. But again, that's not halacha. Halacha would be like, if you will, like the former, like the shita of Menachem ben Signoi.